Vayter and Shas were in Daf Yud, picking up on Tesla Mabez, but about the page, the very last two words, V'Bois Ema. So we had a discussion that our Mishnah said that Rishayim, they make Nidarim, and that Tzadikim, they make Nidavos. And we said, who is our Mishnah? We said, well, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. Can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda, when the Pasuk says, Tova Asher Lo Tidor, Misha Tidor Velo Teshalim, it's better not to make a neder than to make one and not pay. And Rabbi Yehuda said, but the best thing is to make a neder and to pay. So clearly our Mishnah can't be going like Rabbi Yehuda, must be going like Rabbi Meir. But now the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe because it's even going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Beep, turn the page. Daf Yud. Afilu Tamei Rabbi Yehuda, you can even say Mishnah's Rabbi Yehuda. Ki Amar Rabbi Yehuda, when was he saying this concept of making the neder and paying is the best? No, that's only talking about Benedava. That's referencing Nedavas, not Nedarim. Beneder lo Amar, he doesn't say it by neder, in which case our Mishnah can even be Rabbi Yehuda. Frank the Marv, Al-Katayim, he says Tov Mizeh Umizeh. He says the top of the top is no der Mekayim. Hidafka says, making the nether is the top, not a nedava. Said, not to need no David Mekayim. So fix it up and do a little fixer-upper over there and switch it to mean to that he said nedava and he didn't say nether. Now, break it down, this question, we're going to jump into Yehuda now. Maishna noder delo, what's pshat? Why would Rabbi Yehuda say not to make a neder? Dilma asi bali ditakala, because maybe you're coming to some sort of mishap, you're going to come to some avera because you're going to end up not doing it somehow, like we saw earlier and yesterday. Nedava nami with the same thing. Nedava, dilma asi ditakala. So why should you make a nedava and keep it? Isn't that bad? Rabbi Yehuda l'tame is going to his logic. Da Amar, he says, what are we talking about? We're talking about a case of Adamevi kvaso. Kivsaso, Lazar brings his kevas all the way to the Azara while it's still in the state of Chulin before he does anything to it. And he does immediately, right when he gets there, he does everything so nothing bad happens. He's Makdish, he's the Smicha, which means he leans on it, and then he's Shechsa right away. We're not worried that something bad is going to happen. That's the good matzav. Tainach Nadavid the Karbanos, that makes sense when it comes to that of the Karbanos. Nadavid and Naziris, Michael and Mamer. What about that of Naziris? A Nadav of Naziris, a person is a Nazir, they can go and make a mistake over there, and some tekala might happen. How do you deal with that? Like according to his own reasoning, the time of writes the early righteous people, they had a desire to go bring a carbon chatas. Why? Because they want to do all the mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs is to bring a carbon chatas. But they wouldn't be able to bring a chatas because Hashem doesn't allow sins to come to their hands because they do the right thing all the time and therefore not going to come to do averus in the first place. As the Ran points out, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't allow them to do it because they're so careful. They don't do any averus. They want to do it to the schaper aleim. What would they do? You only bring carbon chatas if you actually do this chait. So what would they do? They would get up and they would make a nidava of nazirus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They should chayav carbon chatas l'makom. So they should go ahead and have to bring a carbon chatas. Because we know when a nazir finishes his whole shtekel of nazirus, he has to bring a carbon chatas, and therefore they'll be able to bring the chatas without doing any sort of avera. In such a matzav, this naziris is considered a good thing, and we're not worried about any sort of takal is going to happen. Rabbi Shimon Omer. We explained Rabbi Yehuda over here, and Rabbi Shimon says that lo nadru benazir. Not true. These chassidim mishonim, they wouldn't do such a thing. Ella, harotza lovi ola, someone wants to bring an ola, misnadim made him, they can make a nedav and bring an ola. Shlamim, same thing, misnadim baby. Toda, varbayim, mine lachma, they want to go to the toda and the lachem that came with it. They brought 40 loaves that came on with the carbon toda. Misnadim made him, you can designate and give it as that. Of a mizirus lo is not, for they wouldn't do it. Kadesha lo yikar chotim, because they didn't want to be called sinners. And it's talking about the Nazir, the Lashon is, that will be Mechaper, that which he sinned. And in other words, they don't want to be in that category of even being called sinners, so they wouldn't do such a thing over here. Now, Amar Abaye, Shimon at Tzadik that we mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Shimon, in the Rabbi Shimon that we just mentioned right now, the Rabbi Elazar Akapa, Kulam Shitachas, and all of them are on the same page over here. Their minds are the same. The Nazir Chotehavi, the person who makes himself do Nazir, is considered a Chotev. Ran brings down, he knows a Chotehavi, Mishum, the Nadir. He made the Nadir and such a thing. Now, Shimon HaTzadik, Rabbi Shimon HaDarman, we explained them already. Rabbi Elazar Kaper, Berebi, Berebi is a Lashon of Chashivas over here. That's why they called me a Berebi when they add that in. They also, the Tanya, how do you know he owes us also? The Tanya, you want to know by this. Rabbi Elazar Kaper, Berebi Omer, used to say, Chiper alav me asher chata ala nefesh. The Pasuk says by the Nazir, you shall atone for him for having sinned regarding the soul. Chiper is a nefesh chata zeh. What are we talking about here? What soul did he go ahead and do a sin with? Ella should see Ratzim in the eye, and the fact that he pained himself from wine and he stopped himself from having this. And so we see it. Elazar Kaffer, he says that a Nazir is considered a chote. Now, he goes and explains he's in the Kavachomer. This person who's a Nazir only makes himself also from Yayin. Nikrachot is called a sinner. Hamatzer Atzmi Koldavar. Someone holds back from everything. What does that mean? From everything? In other words, he makes a tiny fast. Which more so is considered a chote. Mikan Kol Yosha B'Tainis Nikrachote. From here we learn anyone who makes him who sits in fasting is considered a sinner. All right. V'Hadein Krab a Nazir Tame. Tamek Siv. Right before the Rishim and Elazar Kaper uses the Pasuk that this person should bring a kapara for doing an Aveira, talking about the Nazir. But if I'll deign krub a Nazir Tamek Siv, that's talking about a Nazir Tamek, not a regular Nazir that does something. Right? The Ran says, Al Shem Shatine is Atzmo Bemeska Amar Kra, Asher Chatal Anefesh. Oh, it's Rashi. Sorry, the Mefarish who's saying that before I said that also. The Ran says, Lurbi Shimon, Lurbi Lazar, Kaper, Parach, Dealer, Lashimon at Sadik, Lokashem, Midi, Diu, Kamer, Dafka, Nazir, Tame, Nikrachot. He says only that's called that. In any event, this is a question of Shimon, Lazar, Kaper. Right? So he says it's only by Nazir, Tame. So it says, Gemara, Mishum, Deshana, Bechetu. That person was a Nazir, Tame. He, Shana B'chet means he like repeated the sin, he's doing more, he's making it worse by actually becoming Tameh. The Ran says, Shitzir Atzmo V'nitma. So he's adding to his things that's going on over there, but it's actually talking about just a Nazir, even if he didn't become Tameh. Zuck the next Heliga Mishnah. This thing is way back to the very beginning, Daf Beis, and the Mishnah is talking about the fact of Nidarim and Charamim and Shavuos, and the Zerus that we have kinuyim of them are like the thing itself. If you say something which is like a nickname for it, so then it's considered like it itself. And now the Mishnah says more on that. Ha'omer konam konach konas. If someone says these type of lashonos, ha'reilu kinuyim the carbon. That's called the kinuyim. It's like a nickname, another equivalent of saying carbon. Cherik, cherich, cherif, ha'reilu kinuyim lecherim. That's kinuyim for cherim. Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, Harelu Kinuim Linizirus, Shavusa, Shkuka, Neder Bimohi, Harelu Kinuim Lishavua. Someone who says these type of Lashonos, he says, or the Neder Bimohi, which means the Neder by Mohi. The Ran explains that Bimohi is a Kinoi for Moshe. So it's saying like the neder of Moshe, Arei Elu Kinuim L'Shavua, that's considered a kinu when it comes to the idea of a Shavua. Zok Da'elu G'Gemara. Itmar. We mentioned this already, but we're going to go into it again. It says earlier in Masechta. Kinuim, when it comes to Kinuim, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, he says, Lashon Umosain. This is considered Lashon Umos, meaning it's just another type of language that's going on. The Ran says the carbon behind Elishne, they call the carbon in these different languages. Rabbi Shimon Melaka Shomer Lashon Shavodulim Chachamim Lios Nodebo says, no, these are things that the Chachamim came up with that they should do, that you should say. Rashi says, Ran says, Shechitshu Milibam, they're totally made up by the Chachamim over here. Vechenu Omer, Rashi explains, Bachodesh Asher Bada Milibo, in the month that he conceived with his imagination. The Pasuk in Melachim over there is going to tell you the concepts of what Salashan of Badu means that they came up and they made it up over here. But time am I to Kinu Rabbanu Kinuyim. Why, according to Rish Lakish, would they go ahead and make up these type of terms, which are the nicknames or the equivalent of making some sort of neder? The answer is the lo lema carbon, because he'd rather them not use a lashon of carbon. Don't say the word carbon. Lema carbon, why? Just say the word carbon. What's the issue? Because Dilma Amar carbon Lashem. Maybe they'll say the words carbon Lashem. Lema carbon Lashem, let them say carbon Lashem. No, because Dilma Amar Lashem. They'll drop the word carbon. They'll just say the word Lashem, v'lo Amar carbon. They won't say that at all. V'komapik shim shemayin lo'atala, and they'll say Hashem's name in vain. In order to not say shim shemayin lo'atala, so let's come up with another name that we could use in order that you don't come to that issue over here. V'tanya Let's bring a brisa to back it up. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon comes in. He says, "Beep, turn the page." Yudam Abase. Minayin Shal Yomer Adam. Lashem Ola. Lashem Mincha. Lashem Toda. Lashem Shlamim. Tamid Lomer. Carbon Lashem. How do you know that you shouldn't say when a person's, even when they're bringing a carbon, they shouldn't use a lashon, but they shouldn't say for Hashem is Ola, for Hashem is Mincha, for Hashem is Toda, Shlamim, Hashem is Shlamim. In other words, don't say the word Hashem first. Talmud Lomer, Karban Lashem. The pasuk actually tells us, Karban Lashem, that you bring a Karban Lashem, that the word Karban comes first and Lashem comes second, so you don't come to say Shem Shamayim and Lovatala. The Kavachomer is also Kavachomer. Umazeh, when it comes to this person, Shalom is Kavan Ela Haskir Shem Shamayim Ela Karban, his whole goal is to do it for the Karban. Amar Torah Karban Lashem, the Torah still tells us to say that it should be Lashem is second, first say the word Karban, so you don't come to an issue of saying Lashem and not saying the word Karban after it would be Hashem's name Levatala. How much more so? A person has to be careful of just saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name Stam. If you're so careful by even when you're doing it for Karbanos, you have to be careful not to be doing it Stam altogether. Now, this machlokas here, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether it is, like Rabbi Yochanan said, they're kinuyim, they're just a Lushan, it's like a Laz, like another language, or according to Rabbi Rish Lakish that was made up. Let's say this is a machlokas tanayim. B'shamei omrim kinuye kinuyim asurim says that the kinoy of a kinoy, that is a nickname of a nickname. You have something which is an equivalent wording of an equivalent wording is going to be asur to say. B'silomim kinuye kinuyim utarim, he says, no, it's going to be mutter to say such a thing. Now, my love, man damer kinuye kinuyim asurim, because Sava, the one who says you can't go so far, even that far, that B'shamei says, because kinuyim lashem umasein, it's considered just another language that you're saying it in, and therefore it doesn't make a difference whether one makes a neder with the things that we're saying over there in the Mishnah or something which is equivalent in another one, right? It's still going to work. The one says mutarim, meaning that the neder doesn't even take effect altogether. It's because loshin shabbat l'chachamim, it's words that the chachamim came up with, and so it's only those words are going to work. But something similar to that is not going to work, and that's what beisel means. That's mutar. So we see it's a mechlokas tanaim here. It says gemar, lo, that's not true. The kuliyam kinuyim loshin umasein. Beishamei and beisel, both of them hold that it is a foreign language. It's not made up. Beishamei savri bahani nami mishtayu. Most of them beishamei say that these as well, in other words, the extended ones are also different, are considered equivalent to the original ones that were being said. Basil Savri Bahani Lomashtayomos. Basil says, no, the other nations don't use these type of terms that you're extending it to. That's one answer. So you try to say Machlok Kisanoim, but Bishamay Savre says, no, they're actually agreeing. Some say Bishamay Savre, they hold Gazrinan Kinuye Kinuyim, Mishum Kinuyim. The reason why we goes there, Kinuye Kinuyim, is because of the issue of Kinuyim itself. So what we say is that really the extended equivalent term is not really the one that we're supposed to be doing. But in order to make sure that a person doesn't think that a regular kinoy is not going to work, we say a kinoy, the kinoyim will work, so you don't come to make a mistake over here. Basil, and think that you didn't make a ned there. Basil, sorry, they all look as in kinoy, kinoyim, mishum kinoyim. We're not goes to such a thing. So kinoy, kinoyim is nothing, and therefore a person is mutter. They make some sort of ned there using a lotion of kinoy, kinoyim. It's not going to do anything. We're not worried. They're going to then think that a kinuy is not going to work. Actually, it will work. Now, heiki dami kinuy kinuyim dinidarim. What are examples of such a thing? Tanya of Yosef, I'll tell you what a kinuy kinuyim would be when it comes to neder. A person uses a wording, maknamna, maknancha, maknasna. Oh, maknamna, maknasna. That's the examples. Heiki dami kinuy kinuyim decherim. Tani mafshaa. Avshal was the person's name. Don't get confused. They say Charakim, Charakim, Charafim. Kinuy kinuyim de Nazirus. Tani Rav Yosef Machzakna, Machzachna, Machzachna, Mapin, Mapichna. Okay. Now, fact the Gemara. Ibay lehu Mifchazna Mai. What happens if a person uses the lashon of Mifchazna? Mifchazna Mai. What's the Mifchazna? Mischazna, Misazna. Which are these considered things of Nazirus as well? Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Okay, we also want to know, what about Kinma? What if a person says Kinma Konam Kamar? Is he saying Konam, which is like the same type of Lashon of a Neder? Odelma Kinmon Besim Kamar. Maybe he's just talking about a cinnamon that smells good. It's a good smelling cinnamon. Okay, we're not done with our question. Our questions. We're going to see a bunch of questions. We're going to answer with Teiku, by the way. Kina Mai. What's the additional lashon of Kina? Kina Shatan de Golem Kamer. Does it mean a chicken coop? Or Odilma Lashon de Konam. It's a lashon of Konam. Answers the Gemara Tibai, which we saw earlier in Masechta, also is a type of lashon of Teiku. Now, back to what we were talking about. Kinuye kinuyim de shvua hechidami. How does it, what's it called kinuye kinuyim de shvua? Shvuel, shvusiel, shkuel. In fact, the Gemara, shvuel, you're saying shvuel, shvuel ben gershom mashma. Why are you saying that that's a kinuye kinuyim de shvua? Maybe what it's talking about, there's a guy named Shvuel who was Gershon's son, who asked him to be Moshe Rabbeinu's son, which is brought in Divrei Hayamim. And, therefore, that's not called a shvua, even if it sounds like shvua. Ella says Gemara shvuvael, shvusiel shikukael. All those cases are considered like a kinu of shvua. Amar Shmuel, Amar Ashivsa lo Amar Klum. Person says lashon of Ashivsa, he didn't say anything. Ashkika lo Amar Klum, Karishnsha lo Amar Klum. He says he thinks these are not considered kinuyim. In other words, they are out of the discussion here. Now, next part of the mission says Neder b'moi areil kinuyim. A person says that the vow, the shvua of moi, that's considered. I mean, the we said it started earlier. It said that if someone says shavusa or shakuka, or they say lashon of neder b'moi hari kinuyim. These are considered kinuyim. Tanya Wellington Abayis or Bishim Gamliel Lomer Haomer b'mohi lomer klum. Someone just says the words b'mohi. You didn't say anything. B'momasa da amar mohi. But if he says b'momasa, which that that mohi said hari kinuyim l'shvua, that is considered a kinuy of shvua, and it would take effect. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.